In a world where celestial beings clash with ancient darkness, an unlikely alliance forms between two beings who should be mortal enemies.
Diana, a lethal assassin bound by blood to a monster, and Liam, a half-god known as the World Ender, find themselves entangled in a quest for an ancient artifact that could either save or destroy everything.
Their journey through a richly imagined dark fantasy realm reveals that the line between monster and savior isn't determined by what you are, but by the choices you make.
As they navigate treacherous politics, ancient prophecies, and their growing feelings for each other, both must confront the question, what price are you willing to pay for redemption? Diana has become a weapon forged in darkness. As Caden's second in command, she accesses Celestial's memories through blood in blood dreams. Even as she tortures victims alongside Alistair, something within her recoils, suggesting humanity lingers beneath her hardened exterior. Love drives her transformation into this lethal instrument. Everything she does is to protect her sister Gabby. I've become a monster to protect my sister, she reflects, paying for her safety with rivers of blood. Caden maintains control by using Gabby as leverage, limiting Diana's visits to ensure compliance. While Diana fights for her sister, Liam carries the burden of worlds. Once known as Samkiel, his World Ender title came through both victory and devastating loss. Half god and half celestial, he lives in isolation in an estate built from Rashirim's remains, a world destroyed during the Gods' War. Nightmares plague him, causing uncontrollable power surges and returning him to when his father Unir prepared him with words he failed to honor, "Be greater than me." When the council reports a situation in Onuna, Liam dismisses it, until learning one of his celestials has been killed, signaling war has returned. Diana and Liam first clash during a council meeting when she transforms from her male disguise in a swirl of black mist, revealing fiery eyes. Their battle is fierce. Despite Liam's superior abilities, Diana stabs him, discovering his immortality. When he severs her arm, she regenerates it instantly. Under interrogation in an enchanted chair that burns her lies, Diana is identified as an Igmorathan, a creature Liam believed extinct. She refuses to betray her sister despite torture, threatening Liam, "I'll kill you slowly if you go near her." Their dynamic shifts when shadow creatures working for Caden attack Gabby. Diana agrees to help Liam locate the Book of Azrael, a powerful artifact that could prevent catastrophe, in exchange for Gabby's safety. Their mutual distrust gradually transforms. Liam sees beyond the monster to a girl born into chaos, backed into a corner until she became a weapon. Diana glimpses Liam's burden of guilt and fear. How often do we judge others without understanding what shaped them?
At the heart of the conflict lies the legendary Book of Azrael, an ancient tome with symbols on its brown leather cover and silver latches. Caden seeks this artifact to free himself from shadow bondage and seize power. Their search leads to a buried library where they meet Sekiel, a guardian with glowing blue tribal markings who sacrifices himself with a silver dagger. Following Camilla, they find Ava, supposedly Azrael's daughter. With her help, they discover a hidden mausoleum containing four stone coffins. Inside one, carved with a woman's likeness, lies a mummified figure holding the book. As victory seems near, Ava reveals herself as a necromancy-controlled puppet. Tobias appears as Hal Noonan, one of the four kings of Yejidin, an ancient being older than Liam himself. During battle, Diana creates a distraction with a fake book so Liam can escape. When Tobias threatens to rip out her heart unless Liam surrenders the book, Diana makes the ultimate sacrifice, pulling out her own heart with Tobias's hand. The book represents not just power, but the temptation to control fate and its devastating consequences.
After Liam saves Diana by restoring her heart with his blood, she gains the ability to experience his memories through blood dreams. Through these dreams, Diana witnesses crucial moments from Liam's past, confronting gods, his father's complicated reaction, and the gods' war where Nismera wounds him, calling him World Ender. When Unir saves Liam but dies, his final words, be better than us, haunt Liam. Overcome by grief, Liam unleashes his Deathblade, turning gods to ash and destroying Rashirium. These shared memories create an intimacy beyond physical attraction. Diana understands Liam's guilt firsthand, having experienced his memories, while his blood flowing in her veins connects them on a primal level. This blood connection symbolizes profound vulnerability. By sharing blood, they share their darkest moments with nowhere to hide, forcing them to see each other truly, not as monsters, but as beings capable of both terrible destruction and deep compassion.
As Diana and Liam continue their quest, their relationship evolves from reluctant allies to something deeper. At a carnival, Liam confesses his discomfort in crowds. "I feel as if they can see everything I have done." Diana reassures him, "People stare because of his looks, not his sins." Their conversations reveal hidden depths. When Diana mentions wanting a relationship with Caden, Liam responds possessively, "Pity, I wouldn't share," marking a shift in their dynamic. Discussing celestial relationships, Liam explains gods often engage in casual physical connections, but some find their amata, or beloved, deeper than a soul bond. When asked if he has one, he admits sadly, "No. Despite your stories and legends, the universe is not that kind." Their physical relationship begins with comfort rather than passion. After Liam's night terror incident, they establish a truce. As they lie together, Diana's gesture of playing with his hair helps him sleep without nightmares. After Diana's sacrifice and resurrection, Liam confesses, "You have affected me more than those I have known for centuries."
The novel concludes with earth-shattering revelations. After Diana's resurrection, they return to find Nevera fallen, Gabby missing, and the Book of Asriel captured. The personal conflict has become apocalyptic. Liam's prophetic nightmares intensify: world-ending fire, Diana with white eyes and a neck injury, and Caden wearing a crown in obsidian armor. These visions reveal a conflict beyond mere personal animosity. The sealed realms created by Liam's father could reopen, unleashing chaos across worlds. What began as an intimate story of an assassin protecting her sister and a god king haunted by regret has evolved into an epic struggle threatening existence itself. Their bond, forged through bloodshed, healing, and affection, faces its ultimate test. An ally observes, "You deserve someone who would throw away an ancient book for their love of you too." Even amid cosmic powers and apocalyptic threats, our connections define us. Ultimately, we're defined not by what we're born as, but by our choices when everything we love hangs in the balance.